Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope. God has begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable to you. Good morning, saints. I'm doing the reading this morning. It's Psalm 144, verse 9 to 10 in the NKJV. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword. Now all of us can sing. Some of us can sing nicely, some of us can sing with a croaky voice, and some can sing with a smooth voice. And yet, it is all singing. And it doesn't matter how good or bad or indifferent your singing is, God loves to hear you sing, especially when that singing comes from a heart filled with love and gratitude and joy. And when we desire the presence of Almighty God, it actually puts a smile on his face because he loves the fellowship and he loves it when his children love him back. So yes, he loves having fellowship with us. That's why we were created, to have fellowship with our loving Heavenly Father. And so it doesn't matter what your voice sounds like, good, bad, or anything in between. Just make a joyful noise to the Lord, because when you sing to your God, you are making parties in heaven, basically. And when we sing, I'm quite sure, whether we can hear it or not, I'm quite sure that angels sing along with us, because it is a joyous occasion when we relate to our Heavenly Father in this beautiful way by singing our love songs to him. The song I sang was written by my late mum when I was younger and still living at home as a teenager. It comes from 1 Peter 1, verse 3.